Dr. Andrew Connolly is the Chief Medical Officer at Te Whatu Water Health New Zealand Counties Manukau. We talk semi-regularly, and it's great to have you back with us today, Andrew. Tēnā koe.
Great to be with you and the listeners again.
Kia ora, man. Thanks very much. Well, Aspirant's Respiratory Foundation New Zealand is calling for a complete ban on all unflued gas heaters in New Zealand, calling them silent killers. What can we share about people presenting with asthmatic conditions and just following in from some of the whakaaro that that organisation is making public, Andrew?
So what unflued means is that these are gas heaters where the exhaust, if you like, that's probably not the technically right term, but if I can use it, doesn't sort of have a chimney or a way to definitely get out of the house or the building. So you can get fumes that build up. I think we're all aware of the dangers of, say, a barbecue inside with carbon monoxide, a gas called that. But other gases can trigger asthma and upset the lungs. So I think we'd have to be guided by the experts, both the lung experts and the engineering experts, on what's the solution to this.
Okay. Well, we know that this is a difficult time too, the winter months, for people who have challenges and asthmatic conditions. What is the update, Andrew, colds, flu and COVID?
Well, we're still seeing some COVID come into the hospital. It's not terribly many patients have it at the moment, but we know there's still a reasonable amount in the community. With these recent cold snaps we've had, we are seeing more chest illness, so we are seeing flu and bad colds. Obviously, we're really keen on everyone considering the flu vaccine. You know, winter's one of those things that we have to worry about every year because of the impact on our community and on the hospital. So anything we can do to prevent it, so making sure that we've got winter woolies available, things like making sure we've got heaters, or that if you're renting, that the landlord has done the things required by law to have the house as warm as possible or as insulated as possible. All those things help. And like a lot of these things, you know, if we leave it to the last minute, we'll find that, you know, the shops have sold out of coats or heaters, you know, over a weekend sort of thing. So hopefully we can plan ahead.
And what about long waits to see GPs and the impact that that might have on EDs? Can you touch on that for a moment, please, Andrew?
Yeah. Look, it's an ongoing major problem. I think it's a problem right across the country, Dale. And this is not, you know, our GPs are really busy. It's just we've got so many people need to see them, and We know we have a long-standing shortage in general practice. It's an incredibly rewarding career from a professional point of view. You know, when I talk to GPs, they really love the contact with the community and the long-term relationships they form with their patients. But they're so busy that, of course, getting to see them when you feel you need to see a doctor is really challenging. So our emergency departments, and certainly ours at Littlemore, is seeing a lot more patients. Look, in the next 48 hours, we've got junior doctor strike action again. So, and I know our primary care colleagues, our GP colleagues, are very well aware of that. So if it is possible to see your GP, that will help take the pressure off the hospital. But our message remains the same. If you're sick and you can't get to your GP and you're worried about your health or that of the family, then the emergency department is there. But the long waits continue. Our results for how long people do spend in the ED are actually improving. It's slow progress, but we are getting through quicker. We're nowhere near back to where we want to be or where we were, but we're certainly on the improve.
Thank you. Can we just flesh the doctor's situation out here? I mean, You work in the health sector, so you're well aware of the challenges for our young medics here.
Yes.
I guess whilst disappointed that they feel the need to strike, does the side of you acknowledge and support what they are doing?
Yeah, look, I think we have enormous sympathy for and empathy for all colleagues who work in health. It's hard work. And the junior doctors who have made this decision have not made it lightly. We support their right to make this decision. And I'd also like to acknowledge the work that non-union staff, so staff not affected by the strike action, well, not covered by the strike action, are making to keep everything safe and functioning. But our colleagues, they haven't taken this step lightly. We obviously all want to see it resolved. And, you know, I don't envy the people tasked with finding a solution, but we have to find one that's acceptable to both sides.
As always, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks very much, Andrew. Go well. We'll talk again soon, eh?
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks very much. All the best to you, mate. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio.